Terah began not with the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, but with letter Beth. Now, how come letter Aleph did not begin Torah? This question has intrigued scholars and mystics for centuries. Many explanations have been offered. Some suggested letter Aleph, too holy, represent beyond existence God, holy, divine, a reality beyond our existence. Since letter Aleph exists, represent first Hebrew alphabet. Thus creation and God, holy, divine are connected, which require a messenger-type identity who travel between existence and beyond existence. Thus letter Aleph represents such messenger-type identity who manifest God punishment and God reward. Similarly, Genesis 19:1 illustrates two messengers arrived in Sodom in the evening, as Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom, who later destroyed Sodom but mercy Gomorrah. During this episode, we explore a deeper reason how come Torah began with the letter Beth. Let's delve into the very structure of the letter Beth, which is formed from a combination of two letters, letter Rosh, which symbolizes darkness or femininity, and linear letter Vav, meaning murdered. Torah began with letter Beth, when God create universe letter Rosh means darkness or female. Beginning come from letter Beth, consist of letter Rosh identical Cain, upon murdered letter Yod identical Abel due to linear letter Vav, which means murdered in cold blood. The Hebrew word Bereshit illustrate there were two beginning. Upon darkness murdered letter Yod represent Levi, or when letter Rosh the woman, lower aspect of woman, became pregnant from letter Yod represent Levi. Therefore, linear Vav means murdered in cold blood or conceived from Levi. Thus, there are two narratives associate the Hebrew word, Bereshit. The first narrative, upon letter Rosh, Cain murdered Abel. Then Cain was punished until God create letter Shin represent Seth, whose firstborn letter Yod represent Levi. Thus, letter Tav represents Seth's daughter or Levi daughter, Beth Levi, represent divine woman. Since Torah illustrate first generation Levi, could not have female descendant, thus letter Tav represent Seth's daughter, represent divine woman. The second narrative upon letter Rosh the woman, conceived from Levi, letter Vav and letter Aleph represent God punished the woman. Thus God create letter Shin represent Seth identical Israel. This means Seth begot letter Yod represent Levi, Israel's firstborn. Thus letter Tav represent Judah, or Seth daughter represent divine woman, which confirm mother divine woman rule, after son Judah who rule after mother. The first narrative confirmed the story of Cain and Abel upon letter Rosh, identical Cain murdered Abel. Thus God punished Cain and God create Seth, who begot Levi and divine woman. The second narrative confirmed the woman letter Rosh, conceived from letter Yod represent Levi. Then the woman born letter Rosh identical the woman, thus God punished the woman, which confirmed Torah logic associate Levi first generation could not have female descendant, similar to Ishmael. Thus God punished first generation Levi's daughter, identical Malka the woman, letter Rosh. This means God punished the woman born Malka and God create Seth, who begot Levi and Judah. What can we draw from these two seemingly different yet interconnected narratives? Both narratives illustrate creation logic. Harvest letter Rosh, thus understand masculine letter Rosh, identical Cain, Shekeb Y DNA, then feminine letter Rosh, identical Malka, Kara X DNA, lower aspect associate woman, Iska. Torah began with letter Beth. Since letter Beth is not just a letter, it is a story. It encapsulates the duality of creation, darkness and light, the conflict and the conception. Torah doesn't start with letter Aleph represent a messenger-type identity who travel between existence and beyond existence, God punishment and God reward. Thus, understand upon murdered Abel, God punished Cain, upon the woman mated with Cain, God punished the woman Malka. This means messenger-type identity. Require the committed action either good or bad, which manifests divine consequences and requires messenger-type punishment or reward involvement. Terah, confirm upon semi-animal-born child, then child semi-animal. Besides, if woman mated semi-animal, then child-born yet semi-animal. But if semi-animal raped toward woman, thus woman must destroy born child. Thus Israelites must destroy semi-animal. Torah illustrate Rochel upon devastation could not have a child, still did not sleep with Reuben and require Reuben's mandrake. Similarly, upon Shechem semi-animal mated Dinah, Israelites plunder Shechem. Rachel born Joseph semi-animal and Levi sentenced Joseph. Therefore Simon and Levi crushed Joseph's balls not to be able to have children, yet Joseph when grew up excessively concerned Levi, until Levi gathered his brothers to kill Joseph, but Judah. When could sell Joseph and make money prevent to kill Joseph and sold Joseph? Moreover, upon Rochel mate Judah, then Judah mated husband son. Israel desire Benjamin live, still God took away Rochel's life. Torah logic illustrate Judah could repeatedly destroy Joseph, and God desired Judah destroy Joseph. Torah illustrate Levi neutered Joseph, but God punished Cain upon Cain murdered Abel. Thus understand Torah illustrate inferior DNA cannot harm towards superior bloodline, and superior bloodline represent righteous. Genesis 48:14. Illustrate Menashe identical Simeon is ruler over Cain bloodline, yet Ephraim kill Menashe. Genesis 48:16, illustrate Israel curse Shechab Y DNA. Then Menashe Ephraim DNA cannot bound Abraham, Isaac bloodline. Moreover, Genesis 48:16 illustrate Ephraim perished above jungle tree. Thus, understand Genesis 48:16, became benchmark associate crucifixion event. Thus, understand any crucified with Shechab Y DNA upon Ephraim ruled Shechab Y type DNA. Thus, Jesus, Judah's son, were not crucified. Furthermore, Torah illustrate the woman Malka upon mated Levi, then born Malka, similar to Luth's wife. And God punished Malka, thus Torah confirmed God. Desire natural selection. Harvest Cain Shechab Y DNA, Malka carry X DNA. Torah illustrate Abraham dominate Terah territory, yet could not establish any domination till famine occurred. And Holy Soul told Isaac, do not go to Egypt. Then upon Joseph became the ruler at Egypt. Jacob ignored toward Holy Soul command, do not to go to Egypt. Then occurred 430 exiled years. After Exodus when Israelites established Judah kingdom, yet occurred Babylonian exiled events by Cain type Shechab Y DNA. History confirm. In spite of Shechab Y oppressor cruelty constrained toward Israelites, still Israelites are chosen people who manifest God, holy divine goal. When Genesis 49:24 illustrate Torah prophecy when Ab and Yisroel redeem Israelites and destroy Shechab Y DNA. I hope you have enjoyed this episode, and if you are Jewish, you keep hope kindled alive until Ab and Yisroel manifestation redeem Israelites. Until next episode. Seid gesund.